I want to apologize. I tried to make a recording last week and it didn't record. So I'm going to try again. And I'm going to continue our study on the names of God. And tonight we're going to talk about one that is very timely as we think about Christmas coming, which is the name Emmanuel, God with us. Let's open with prayer. Our Father God, I thank you that you saw fit to send your Son to be the Emmanuel, the God with us. And I pray that his presence is with us tonight as we speak and as we listen and as we learn. In Jesus' name, amen. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. That reading is from Matthew 1, verses 18 through 23. The name Emmanuel appears twice in the Hebrew Scriptures and once in the New Testament. In Greek, it's translated Emmanuel with an E instead of an I. One of the most comforting of all the names and titles of Jesus, it is literally translated "with us is God," or as Matthew's Gospel puts it, "God with us." When our sins made it impossible for us to come to him, God took the outrageous step of coming to us, of making himself susceptible to sorrow, familiar with temptation, and vulnerable to sin's disruptive power in order to cancel its claim on humanity. Even though the word Emmanuel is used only three times in Scripture, the idea of God with us permeates the Bible. In fact, the Bible is nothing if not the story of God's persistent desire to dwell with his people. In Jesus, God would succeed in a unique way, becoming a man in order to save the world, not from the outside, but from the inside. Emmanuel, God with us, to rescue, redeem, and restore our relationship with him. For example, these two passages from the writings of John. John 1:14. "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." And then from 1 John 5:20. "We know also that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding, so that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true by being in his Son Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life." Let's look at some other examples of how the Bible reminds us that God is with us. Genesis 26:24. "That night the Lord appeared to him," Isaac, "and said, 'I am the God of your father Abraham. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will bless you and will increase the number of your descendants for the sake of my servant Abraham.'" When we're troubled or afraid, we need to remember that God is with us. Exodus 3:11 and 12. "But Moses said to God, 'Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?' And God said, I will be with you, and this will be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain." God's commission of Moses included his provision of his presence and his power. If you ever doubt that you are capable of doing what God has called you to do, remember that God is always with you. Joshua 3:7. Now the Lord said to Joshua, and the Lord, "Today I will begin to exalt you in the eyes of all Israel, so they may know that I am with you as I was with Moses." The secret of Moses' success was God's promise, "I will be with you." And it was the secret of Joshua's success, "I will be with you." And it is a secret of our success too. Judges 4:14-16. The Lord turned to him and said, "Go in the strength you have and save Israel out of Midian's hand. Am I not sending you?" "Pardon me, Lord," Gideon replied, "but how can I save Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my family." The Lord answered him, "I will be with you, and you will strike down all the Midianites, leaving none alive." Gideon questioned his calling, but God assured him that he would be with him. When you're focused on your own weaknesses, like Gideon was, focus on the presence of God. When we experience fearful thoughts, we can recall David's affirmation from Psalm 23:4. "Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." In Isaiah 43, God gives a great promise of his presence to Israel and applicable to all his children, declaring that, "But now this is what the Lord says, He who created you, Jacob, He who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by my name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt for your ransom, Cush and Seba in your stead." When you're facing trials that you can't even imagine, remember that God is with you. Paul, when faced with his imminent death, could still confidently declare in some of his very last words that, "At my first defense, no one came to my support, but everyone deserted me. May it not be held against them. But the Lord stood at my side and gave me strength, so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed and all the Gentiles might hear it. And I was delivered from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil attack and will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen." 2 Timothy 4:16-18. So yes, beloved, Jesus our Emmanuel will be with us in every trial until the very end. Jehovah is not a distant God, but is Emmanuel, a very present help in trouble. Psalm 46:1. Knowing that God is with us, we can move forward in God's will and be assured of God's presence. From Romans 8, "What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword. As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8:31-39. You see, nothing can separate you from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus, because God is with you always. He is Emmanuel. Jesus will be our Emmanuel when we breathe our last breath and fall asleep in him. Spurgeon says this, "Wonderfully true is this fact. When you and I come to the closing scene of life, we will find that Emmanuel, God with us, has been there. He felt the pangs and throes of death. He endured the bloody sweat of agony and parching thirst of fever. He knew the separation of the tortured spirit from the poor, fainting flesh. He cried, as we shall cry, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Jesus knew the grave. He slept there, and yet he left the tomb perfumed and furnished. He left it like a bed of rest and not as a house of decay. The garden's new tomb makes him God with us until the resurrection calls us from our beds of clay. Then, in newness of life, we will find him God with us. We will be raised in his likeness, and the first sight of our opening eyes we'll see is the incarnate God. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and after my skin is destroyed, this I know, that in my flesh I shall see God." Job 19:25-26. "I will see him as the man, the God, and throughout all eternity he will maintain the most intimate relationship with me. As long as the ages roll, he will be God with us. He said, you will see me because I live. You will also live." John 14:19. "Both his human and divine life will last forever, and so will our life. He will dwell in us and walk among us." 2 Corinthians 6:16. And lead us to the fountain of living waters. Jeremiah 17:13. "The water he gives will become a fountain of life, springing up into everlasting life." John 4:14. "Thus we shall always be with the Lord." 1 Thessalonians 4:17. It's my prayer tonight that you know Emmanuel as your Savior. It's my prayer tonight that you know the presence of God through his Holy Spirit in your life. And it's my prayer tonight that you will always be aware of Emmanuel with you until you take your very last breath, as Spurgeon says, when you will find that Emmanuel, God, is with you and has always been there. Father God, I ask a blessing on us, that we will be aware of your presence in our lives. I pray, Father, that we will understand what it means to have you there with us every step of the way. And I pray, Father, that when we breathe our last, that we will breathe our last as anticipating waking in glory and seeing your face. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for listening. If you'd like to join us in person, we're currently meeting at 9 and 10:30 on Sunday mornings and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Check out our website at cocep.org for current info on services and social distancing guidelines. Have a great week.